This recording, Greece 5, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Karma Gets a Cure. Well, here is a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at the old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a suburb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for a beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unusually mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Coma, coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it could take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her, and finally, she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Coma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison's millionaire lawyer thought it was a fair price for a cure. I think that because here people that they are coming are much more in the school are much more clear and in their intention. Why do they want to do this study? They choose it, so they are much more focused and concentrated in the class, and much more skilled, I should say, because they are every day here. They are doing practical stuff. They are participating. They develop. Mm-hmm. Compared to my students, that some of them happened to end up in this school because of the marks they got in the entering examinations. So they are not sure that they want to follow really that particular school. And then because I think I was telling you that in the class, because it's a public education, it's a bit of lack of respect of the whole setting. I mean, which are the conditions. Ωραία, ξεκίνησα να οδηγώ όταν ήμουν 20 χρονών. Ποτέ δεν φοβόμουν. Πάντοτε ήθελα να οδηγώ με ήρεμα και συγκρατημένα, αλλά ποτέ δεν ήθελα να τρέχω, αυτό είναι το κύριο. Αλλά δεν είχα ούτε ένα ατύχημα ούτε μια φορά. Και πάντοτε ήμουν πάρα πολύ προσεκτική οδηγός, γιατί θεωρούσα ότι το αυτοκίνητο είναι ένα μέσο που με κάνει να εξυπηρετούμε και όχι να δείχνω κάτι άλλο για τον εαυτό μου.